Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wilson hits a deep one to left field, and that's a home run. Contreras extends his hitting streak at 7 now, and his first homer since May the 11th at Washington. 5-0 Cardinals in the eighth inning.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Yep, Cardinals took 2 of 3 over the weekend from the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers. And they're going to keep playing tonight. They got the Blue Jays.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? It's
going to
be fun. Game 1 of 3, 5:50 pregame show, 6:45 first pitch. And Matt Pauly is the host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, which is at 5 o'clock. So there will be a 5 o'clock Redbird Rush Hour today leading into the pregame. And, of course, Cardinals pre- and postgame. Mr. Pauly, that was a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, you take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. I think anybody will be very happy with that result.
Of course you'd like to sweep when you have the opportunity. You take the first two games. You'd like to get that third game. I'm always happy with 2 of 3, obviously, against a good team. I always think it's funny, though, how the feeling tends to be a little bit different if they have won the first two games and lost the third, as opposed to winning the first, losing the middle, and then winning the third. You know what I mean? It's the same outcome, but it feels a little worse.
Yeah, because you end the series on the lowest note of the three games.
Well, and I also think, and deep down, you're kind of hoping they sweep. If you lose the second game, the sweep's over. I think you hold out hope for a sweep, don't you?
I mean, you hope for it, sure. And I think, look, what I'm about to say really doesn't matter, but I'll say it nonetheless. You lost 2 out of 3 against Kansas City. You win 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. Like, those kind of neutralize each other out. I think when you went into this homestand, at least for me, my thought process was like, okay, take 2 out of 3 from the Royals. That gives you the opportunity to lose 2 of 3 to the Dodgers. And then that Toronto series, if you can find a way to win that, then you have a winning homestand. They did the opposite here, so that's good. I think the other thing is, I think there were some people that were kind of worried about the team coming off that series loss against the Rangers and series loss against the Royals. Like, you know, the Cinderella moment had arrived, and instead they showed that they can play good baseball against arguably the best team in baseball.
They've been showing that all year, though. The one thing they have done against good competition, so those teams that are at 500 or better, they've been really good. They have a good record against teams like the Dodgers.
Yeah, we're in a really weird spot right now where there's so many people that are trying to decide whether or not they are going to believe in this team. And it almost feels like, and you can't do this in a 162-game season, but just because of where this team was at going into the season and what's going on, it feels like every single game and certainly every single series, it's almost like this reassessment of who this team actually is.
So we've got Gator, who is checking in. Remember our friend Gator, who left us last week?
Yeah, come on, Gator. Gator stopped listening to our show after 2 hours, Matt, to listen to someone else.
Absolute nonsense.
Do we know how he got his nickname?
We don't.
I think he used to be a pimp. So Gator...
Well, I think he went to Florida.
Oh. Gator asks about McGreevy, who pitched and was sort of thrown into the lion's den and did pretty well, I think, for somebody who had, you know, the limited experience, but 6 innings, 4 runs. I think you'll take that, right?
Yeah. You won't take that every fifth day, but you'll take that, you know, in a single sort of instance, and especially against a really good team like the Dodgers. So now he gets to be part of this rotation here for a little while, and we'll see how he looks, and it's going to be fun to see. And then they're going to have some decisions to make at the end of June once they decide to go back to a 5-man rotation, making like this next start for Pallante an incredibly important start for him, because there is going to be some internal competition, I think, for these 5 spots in the starting rotation.
So how long is that going to be? How long will the Cardinals have a 6-man rotation?
I think pretty much through the month of June. They've only got 2 off days here in the month. They'll have another one coming up a week from today, and then they roll into July after that. So at some point late June, early July, I would suspect they'll go back to a 5-man rotation, because then the off days start to pick up a little bit again. But you've got a good few weeks here where they're going to be in this type of setup, so that's the opportunity. When you look at July, you have multiple off days plus the All-Star break, so it evens up, or it gets a little easier in terms of that once you hit July.
So that's what they might do. How long should they keep this 6-man rotation? And don't say it's above your pay grade. You have to give me an opinion.
Yeah, so I like the idea of almost always having guys... I like calling it a 6-day rotation, not a 6-man rotation, because when you've got the off days, you're able to utilize the that as your fifth, you know, your sixth guy. But when you don't have off days, you stick with the 6-man. Now, in the month of June, because they had 1 day off a week, there'd be one guy basically each time that would have to pitch on standard rest, and then everybody else got the extra day. I'm fine with that. So my answer to you is, anytime there are enough off days to basically give everybody or almost everybody that extra day of rest, have 5 guys, and when there's not, go with 6. So I think that's essentially what they've been doing, but I've been calling for a 6-day rotation for a long time. That's something that I've believed in for a while.
What about every now and then an extra day of rest on top of that 5th day? So like 6. Would that benefit certain starters, or would that be an actual detriment to them?
I think you would have to look at the situation. Like, let's say it's Matthew Liberatore,
perfect example.
Okay, so a Matthew Liberatore who has never gone through a 162-game season as a starter. If you can find a way to get him an extra day here, an extra day there, shoot. If you can give him a way to skip a spot in the rotation, maybe you utilize the All-Star break with that, where he makes a start towards the beginning of the rotation, going into the All-Star break, and then coming out of the All-Star break, he's kind of placed towards the end of the rotation to give him that much extra time. I don't think it's a blanket sort of situation, but I do think managing guys who have increased workloads like they've never had before is something that is worth looking at.
So how concerned should we be after the fatigue thing from last week where he left the start?
Like, I think you're aware of it, and I think you watch what happens in the next start, and you watch his velocity in the next start. That was one of the things that was really concerning, where he got all kinds of out of whack, and his body just wasn't working in concert the way you need it to, where the velocity just drops. So that's going to be the next time Liberatore pitches. The first thing you watch for is where his fastball velocity is sitting. And if he can't crank that thing back up again, I think that's when you start to worry, because then that would be 3 straight appearances for Liberatore where something doesn't quite seem right. So I'm not there yet, Ronj, but I'm keenly aware of the situation going into his next start.
Because when you're at 96 and then you end up at 89 at the end of your start, that's a pretty significant drop off. And there's always an injury worry there.
Yeah, that doesn't just happen through like where. And here's the other thing. Liberatore, when he's been at his best this year, he's held velo. So his first pitch of the day and his last pitch of the day have been very similar in terms of fastball velocity. That's what the great pitchers do, too. You go look at the Scoobles of the world, whoever else you want to look at. You show me a great top-of-the-rotation, ace-level pitcher, I'll show you a guy who can hold velocity through 100 or so pitches.
Yeah, velo is short for velocity for the layperson.
Oh, very nice. So you know. Yeah. Hey, okay, this is honestly kind of for both of you. This was a story back on MLB a while.
That was very Canadian the way you just said both.
Did I?
Yeah.
Sometimes it
stand
happens
out
if
somehow.
I'm talking to my hockey friends or listening to hockey. When I was playing hockey, I would pick up that accent just like if you hang out with people from the South, you start saying y'all, even though I never say y'all.
Well, she's sorry about that.
It's really boat, not boot.
It's boot.
It's boat.
Sure.
Anyway, this is for both of you. This from a while back, like, is the six-man rotation, is it a trend or is it a phase? And they brought up like the Dodgers, how in Japan, like Shohei Ohtani, they operate on a six-man rotation there. Do you see Major League Baseball adjusting eventually to a six-man rotation a lot, or do you think they're going to adjust back to the five-man or 5 days of rest?
Yeah, I think more often than not, it's still going to be the five days, the five-man rotation, because it requires you to give another roster spot to a starting pitcher, and therefore you lose a relief pitcher. If you are in a six-man rotation and you have a couple blow-up starts, you are in trouble because you don't have the bullpen to be able to survive it. John Mozeliak has spoken about this, and I completely agree. I think we have a problem right now in Major League Baseball when it comes to pitching injuries. I think it's a huge problem when it comes to pitching injuries, and I have seen teams stay healthy in starting pitching when they're utilizing an extra day. And the Cardinals have been incredible this year, knock on wood, in terms of starting pitchers staying healthy, which completely goes against the trend of Major League Baseball. And I think part of that goes to the fact that they have what they have done with rest when it comes to starters. So I don't know if Major League Baseball is ever going to go in that direction because it's going to scare baseball roster makers in terms of not having the relief pitching that they're used to having. But I do think it is a path to more health in your starting pitching.
Well, the thing that hurts pitchers more than anything is max effort all the time.
Yeah.
But you can't keep them from max efforting because that's the way you get outs and that's how you get noticed in the first place. So it's effective. The harder you throw, the less likely it is that you're going to get hit. So the incentive to throw as hard as you can is there, but also that's the thing that leads to injury.
Yes.
So there's no real solution. I don't know how you can't do anything about it.
There's not. And I don't think teams, like, they don't care about, this could sound like really rude about it, but it's almost like they're just very accepting of the fact that, you know what, this guy's probably going to need Tommy John surgery at some point, and he's going to miss a year.
Yep.
Like, it's not a big deal, and it should be.
The Cardinals right now, according to Will Leach from MLB.com, Matt Pauly.
Our guy?
Our guy, Will Leach, who does power rankings. He does them regularly. Cardinals previously, he had them at 8. He has moved them down to 10. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I like that. I think that's pretty good.
I'm okay with that, too. Yeah. If they're a top 10 team, that's way more than I expected on June 9th. When the season started, I didn't think they would be here.
And that is likely a team that's good enough to get into the postseason.
And
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Know what they say, under promise and over deliver.
Yes.
Hot dog. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Matt, is that what you do?
Always. Always.
I barely make a promise.
Every time
at
I
all.
Tell Pajeski that I'm going to do a hit with you guys, I'm like, this is going to be terrible.
You do not say that. Matt Pauly, I had a tweet on Friday, went to the game. And there was a gentleman, older gentleman, mm-hmm. The guy was having the time of his life.
Yeah.
In overalls.
Oh.
Like chewing on a toothpick.
Like on train overalls?
Yeah, like choo-choo train.
Oh.
Yeah. Wearing a Cubs hat.
Huh.
I have a very strict rule about going to a baseball game wearing gear of a team that's not playing. I'm very anti wearing another team.
What if that's his only baseball hat and he wanted to show people he's a fan?
So I am letting him pass. I'm letting this guy go. Because it was, Paulie saw it. That guy was awesome.
Actually, somebody else in the press conference, press box said, hey, did you see Ronji's tweet? And I went and looked at it. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I also thought my favorite part of the night was when you asked me to do something out of respect for you.
And he said,
I said, that's a big assumption.
That's out of respect for me? What in the world?
He did. And then I called him an MF-er.
Yeah. Can confirm.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, you got Redbird Rush Hour with Wheeler at 5 and then 5:50 pregame.
That sounds like the plan for the day.
Do it.
All right.
Out of respect for him.
Out of respect for me, do it.
We'll do.
See ya.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.